Dan Springer. Well, my next guest says that these tests are great for unsuspecting men everywhere and will actually stop women from cashing in on their offspring. Well, surprise, surprise, the man with that view is Mark Rudolph, and Lise Wheel disagrees. Mark, you can't actually believe this.
I absolutely believe it. Women are untruthful, they're unfaithful, and they're unabashedly mercenary. The gynojudicial system allows them to commit paternity fraud, and that's exactly what's going on here, as Dan Springer said. You know, they just did a study in New Hampshire. They found 30% of men paying child support were not the biological fathers. And a recent study in Australia of 6,000 DNA tests showed that 25% of the women were lying. So Mark, this is an anti-extortion kit that men need.
Mark, for every woman who is quote-unquote caught by one of these paternity tests, there are about 1,000 guys out there who've cheated on her, or a woman out there. And you know what, Mark? There isn't a test that you can tell where the guy has been cheating, Mark, like you can on this. I mean, and look, Mark, historically, paternity tests have been used by women trying to corral guys, you know, into court to say, look, you get this tested because you are the father. And it's the guy saying, oh, no. Unless it's the case of Anna Nicole Smith, who, you know, everybody wanted to get in part of that paternity test, Mark.
Lise, that's a red herring, and it's irrelevant, and you know it. The fact of the matter is the DNA test helps the man because the man wants to know that he's not one of these defrauded guys. And the fact of the matter is women are having, you know, 40% of children are being born out of wedlock today, and they're accusing men left and right. You're the father, you're the father. If women don't know who the father is, that means that they're sluts, and that's what's happening today.
All right, look, Mark, you ask any unmarried, single, divorced woman who's raising a child or more, and she will tell you that the cost, doctors, dentists, school, everything that comes with a child is way outweighed by anything that a non-custodial parent would chip in. The fact that you think that the women are cashing in on kids is absolutely ridiculous. Single women out there have a hard time just even getting their kids through high school with the hope that maybe a few pennies will come in from dads who are reluctant to pay anything, who have to be dragged into court to take a paternity test, Mark.
Lisa, I just, you know, I believe in following the money. Two names come to mind, Heather Mills and this Lauren Cleary, who was on talk show the other night, Moment of Truth. Wait a minute.
Red herrings.
Trying to cash
red
in
herrings.
On her
I'm
infidelity.
Seeing red herrings.
Not a red herring. Most women act like Heather Mills. I told you this before. It's just a difference of scale. That's the reason. Look, if women thought raising a child was so expensive, then they would just forego all child support. You know, the reason they want to snag men is because they want the child support.
No, that makes
they want the child support.
Mark.
That's why they do it. If the courts would say, if you're an unwed mother, no welfare, no child support, guess how many women would have babies out of wedlock? Zero.
Oh, Mark, first of all, it takes two to make a baby. I don't know, you know, you've probably never been in that position, but it takes two. There's no women out there that are going to say they're going to have a baby. We're not talking about any kind of special alimony for women. We're talking about child support. Support for children that are bred by two people.
Lise. If unwed mothers would not get any child support, they would not have babies out of wedlock.
You come off the ranch again. I don't know what corral you're living in.
You come from the world of wind chimes and meadows and puppy dogs and sunflowers, but you don't come from the real world, Lise.
Women
commit paternity fraud all the time. I just read you statistics at the beginning of the segment. Those are real statistics.
None of those stats actually get into a courtroom where you have to have reasonable evidence. There's a reason for that, Mark, because they don't belong in a courtroom, these tests.
Okay,
as Ronald Reagan used to say, trust but verify. States should make DNA testing mandatory.
If you're taking paternity tests in a marriage, you've got bigger problems than
Lise gets the last word. You had the first.
If you've got issues about paternity tests in a marriage, you've got bigger problems, and that paternity test at 200%.
It's just like a prenup.
Goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye, Mark. Goodbye, Lise.